Welcome, Sergio. It's great to see you.
Hey.
All right. So thanks, everyone, for being here again. I know Sergio is probably very excited to answer all your questions. Just a reminder, like Owen said, make sure that your mics are muted at all times, please, unless you're called upon. We'll do our best to get to everybody's questions. Everyone may ask one question and one follow-up, and if we have time, we are happy to do a second round. Please use the hand raise icon if you have a question, then we'll call on you, and I think we're good to go. VRB Footy, go ahead.
Hey, Sergio, congratulations on the goal.
Thank you.
How's it feel to get back on the score sheet, and do you wish you were scoring against your friend Nico Giannopoulos?
starting off with a tough question. I like it. No, I don't enjoy scoring against either of them. But I am happy to get my first goal of the season, but most importantly, just to get the minutes in. It's been a long time since I've been able to play, since this team's been able to play. So first and foremost, that's the most important part.
And how are you feeling? Looks like you may have taken a bit of a knock during the game.
No, I feel great. The plan was for me to start off the season with 45, and we didn't want to change that plan.
Great. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Todd, go ahead.
Hey, Sergio, how you doing?
Good, man.
Tell me, I guess, first of all, your emotions as a team as to what this means to get this started off on the right foot.
Yeah, 3 points. And it's the first game of many. So we have a long season ahead of us, but it's always good to start off with a win. Winning's contagious, so hopefully we can keep that going.
Jose Escalante, what does he mean in his return to this team? Obviously, you're his interpreter. You do a little bit of that too, but what does he mean to have you back?
I'm going to start having to get paid for that too. Paige, we'll talk about that later. But I missed him. Last year was not the same without him. You can see the flair that he brings to the team, the excitement. And he draws players to him, which makes our jobs easier. My job, no patch job, all the midfielder's job. So he's a key player for us.
What did you see on that first goal?
We talked about it beforehand, and I told him if either one of us is cutting in, just to be aware of that. And it worked out perfectly.
Looked like you guys were on the same page, so that sounds great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Todd. Charlie, I think I saw that your hand was raised a minute ago.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask about Jose as well, so I think I'm good.
You guys want Jose here?
No, we're good. We're good. This is great. Yeah, I think I'm good. Thanks, Paige. Thanks, Serge.
That's great. Does anybody else have any questions for Mr. Camargo? Yeah, go ahead, Robin.
Well, I have to ask something. So, did you feel that the York guys were...
Robin, you can go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, did you feel that to take advantage of York, who haven't really... They've had like 2 weeks of training, that you could exploit them? They look maybe... uncoordinated, or did they look like they were, had played together as long as you guys had?
Yeah, good question. Credit to them. I think they surprised us in the way they came out, and they gave us a game. And I got to be honest, it looked like it's been a year since we've had to see out a game. They put some pressure on us at the end there. And although they haven't had much time to work as a team, they got some promising stuff, and they're going to be one of the teams to watch out for, hopefully. Or not hopefully, but we'll see.
Great. Yeah, July 14th, that's the rematch at the bubble. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robin. Does anybody else have any questions for Sergio before we let him go? Moses, go ahead. Oh, Matthias, go ahead.
Hi, Sergio, do you hear me? Okay, I just want to ask you about Nova game. you and Jose are dynamic players, but could you tell me something about his work in this triangle that you made?
If I heard you right, you want me to talk about Novak. I think he was a huge player for us today. Just having to hold up the ball against Roger Thompson and Dominic Zator, it's not an easy job, and I think he did that great today. He held the ball up for us, gave us some time to get into their half and just control the pace when we needed it, and hopefully he does that more for us this year.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matias. Todd, we'll take our last question, and then we'll wrap it up.
Sergio, what's your goal this year personally? I mean, obviously last year didn't go the way you wanted it to. You know, you're a burgeoning star in this league, obviously. So what's your goal? What's your mission this year?
That's a great question, Todd, and I would prefer to keep it to myself. I'll take every game one by one. And that's all I'm going to think about. And if the goals come, it's because I've taken every game one by one. So I'm going to keep that to myself, and you'll see at the end of the season if it worked out for me or not.
How frustrating was last year?
Very. And it's always worse when you can't see your family and your friends when you're outside the bubble. So when I was inside the bubble and injured, it's just constant thinking about the injury and not being able to play. So that's what I'm saying. I'm taking it day by day and just living like that.
Great. Great answer. I love it. Fantastic. Thanks, Paige.
Thank you very much, Todd. Thank you, Sergio.
Thank you, guys.
Hi, Tommy. It's Mickey. Pinch hitting due to a weak signal. That's why we have a backup team. So, everybody, you've got your raised hands. We'll start with CPL Fever for Tommy Bolden, Jr., head coach, Calgary FC. Go ahead.
Hi, Tommy. This is Jack from CPL Fever. It's great to talk to you again. A great game, by the way. So my first question for you is about two players that you weren't able to have in the Island game. Sergio Camargo went out with an early injury, and Jose Escalante was not able to come into the country. But those two were really decided the match in this game today. In your build-up for your first game, there was a lot of switches, and when you have like two or three switches, it normally gets defenders out of position. So do you think using that, Sergio Camargo was able to exploit that space to get in on goal? And for Jose Escalante, he was very intense and he put really hard tackles in and really fast, and he made something out of nothing, which was ultimately the decider. Mm-hmm. And I really like players that can make something out of nothing, and like I said, that was the decider. So what did you think of those two players' performances today?
Fantastic. And we've got a clear strategy going into all these games where, you know what, unfortunately, it's not like fantasy football where we could just roll out what we feel is the top 11 and then just let them play out. We said prior to Serge that, you know, you're going to play 45 in this game and we'll manage his minutes going through because I can see the difference he does. And you've seen some other game changers step up. Jose Escalante gives us exactly what he did today. And what's scary is he's not fully fit yet. And he was able to almost finish 90 minutes, but there's another great piece to that puzzle is we've got four key attackers that didn't play today in Minotel, Musi, Hernandez and Joe Mason. So we're going to have a scary attack. We just need time to get fit and work on the chemistry.
Yeah, you have a lot of depth in your attack, something that I'm excited to see moving forward. And my second question for you is your back line. So your back line was relatively new this time because you had players like Kaiser, Tom Field, and Dan Klomp coming in, which those players weren't with you last year. So what did you think of that backline performance? I personally thought they were pretty good, and they were a very interesting backline, and I'm excited to see them more going forward.
Yeah, they were solid. There was a lot of debuts. I think we counted there was about 8 debuts today. So we've had some changes ourselves, but back line was great. Young Danny Kaiser was smashing. You know, he was undrafted, but part of our local, you know, system. We knew him from the Calgary Foothills system. Delighted to have him. He made his first professional debut today, and it's always nice to see that. So I thought the back line was good. Dan Klomp is a Rolls Royce, as we call it in England. He was very, very smooth and almost had a goal as well in him. But yeah, led by Mason, Marco, and Tom Field was very good. And we managed Tom Field's minutes, and it's fortunate to get out of this with no injuries. So we're happy.
Yeah, I'm excited to see you going forward and seeing your team more in this season. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack.
Thanks, Jack. We'll go on to next to Reese. Go ahead, Reese.
Hey, Tommy. Congratulations on the win today. York 9 are looking to be a lot sharper of a team maybe than in previous seasons, and we know there's a big competitive rivalry with Ford. What advantages do you see to taking on the East Coast at the first half of the season?
Well, I thought York, and credit to them, really came back at us after we scored our second goal. So fair play to them. They've got a very young side, so they're able to run and move, and were very dynamic. So credit to them. I think they're going to be a different pitcher than they've been before. And I think they'll be very competitive. But, you know, now we've got 90 minutes under our belt. We've got 3 points in the bank. That's a bonus for us.
What kind of things do you think you might have to change when you take on York next time?
Well, we've got probably 3 more games prior to when we play them again. So we have to, like Sergio said, we have to be day-to-day, because here's the thing. Lads are in the ice bath now. We'll have a recovery day tomorrow, and then it's a game prep for Ottawa. So we, unfortunately, I don't have a ton of time to dwell too much on that, but we'll pick 1 or 2 things that we think can be better. What type of freshness can we add, and how to manage a game? When you haven't played for 280-odd days, game management, as we saw, you know, we're a little ring rusty on that, but that's to come. We've got 3 points, and we'll move on.
Great. Thanks, Tommy.
Thanks, Reese. We'll move on to Charlie O'Connor Clark. Go ahead, Charlie.
Thanks, Mickey. Hey, Tommy. Looked like quite a physical one out there. I mean, especially when Joe G got on the pitch. But is that kind of a game something that favors you guys?
Not particularly. If we have to fight, we fight. But we would prefer to do what we did for the first 60 minutes, where we moved the ball around very, very well. And then the ball never sweats. So we'd prefer to do that. But as the game is close, you know, York, we're chasing it. We've thrown in 5 subs, and anytime you do that as well, you lose a bit of rhythm. And I felt that happened, coupled with a little bit of, you know, you're starting to get tired legs out there. So it started to get more physical. They were chasing a win. We were holding on to it. And that's why. I mean, if it gets physical, we can stand up to the best of them, but we prefer not to get into that combat.
Mm-hmm. And then you already spoke a little bit about Danny Kaiser, but him and Victor Latoury, the U Sports guys, both get the start today. What did you make of them? I mean, Latoury didn't miss a pass. So yeah, 32 for 32. So just what did you make of them today and kind of taking hold of the opportunity?
As many Cows fans will know, Vic was part of our 2019 squad, and he was just unfortunate that he was 17 at the time. We had a very good team that was very good in the league play. So didn't get a ton of opportunities. We felt the right thing to do was continue his education. His brother is Willie Akiao. They have different last names, but they're the same. It's part of their South Sudanese, though. Yeah, South Sudanese upbringing. But we've known these lads for a long time. Vic is a player. We've got to now manage him, give him the opportunity. We felt he was ready. Him and Dan Kaiser just show exactly how good this U Sports connection is, and especially when you have them in your home market.
Excellent. Thanks, Tommy.
Thanks, Charlie. We'll move on to Cammy. Go ahead, Cammy.
I'm muted there. Hey, Tommy, congrats on the win. I just had another question about Jose Escalante. You know, to not be able to get into Canada for the Island Games, and he showed, like, no fear in his return. There was so much nerve on that goal of his. What did you make of his game, and what does that nerve, that audacity, say about him as a player?
Well, Joe, what's really good is both goals. These guys do in practice and in habit. I mean, there was obviously a little bit of luck with Jose's, but the intent and the willingness to hunt. But I thought the quality of his cross and delivery, you know, we've had a nice passing move, and Victor Latoury's hit his spray can of a pass, and Jose's cross for Sergio's diving header just showed the quality he's got. We missed him last year, you know. We missed a lot of the guys. We went as far as we could with not much of an attack, unfortunately, but great to have him back. Jose's a terrific guy. We love him. I know he gets inside the head of opponents and other teams, but that's part of professional sports.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks. We'll move on to Todd Sewa. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, Coach. Congratulations. And I'm hoping you're going to not be as all business as the guys have been about how much this means, this first win.
I love them. I'm addicted to wins. So, yeah, the boys know that. We want to get, you know, pretty or gritty, all counts as 3 points. So, for us, you know, we knew that there was going to be moments in this game where legs had gone, or like I said, when you make subs and they're trying to find their rhythm, that's it. We haven't played a game for 280 days. But I tell you what, after when that final whistle blows, you've missed that feeling of we've got 3 points. So we're happy with it.
A lot has been made about Jose today, rightfully so. But that's a great header, a great play by Camargo to get in low and dive and make the run.
Game changer, you know, and we're fortunate now we've put some really good pieces with him, because I thought him and Tom Fields started to have a nice relationship up on that left-hand side. But Serge is a clever player. He drops into spaces that defenders don't want to go into. And when you do get there, he's got that twist and turn. So he's very effective. And I said, the good thing about this is we banked 3 points. We've got some really pleasing bits. There's stuff we can work on. But we will only get better when we can get 90 minutes under our belt consistently.
I'm looking at last year, just the fact that you guys started out 2-2 against another Forge, which is, it's going to be a tough outing anytime. To get the win this year like you did in 2019, can there be a little bit of fallback to that and say, you know what, now we're on the right path?
Well, actually, this is probably a deja vu or carbon copy of the 2019 game where we won 2-1 on May 4th, 2019 at Spruce Meadows. So same result, same thing where we were 2-0 up and then York scored late one and made it hard for us. So it was a bit of a deja vu, but I'll tell you what, we prefer the winning feeling than tying games, that's for sure.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
We'll go to our last question with Robin Glover. Go ahead, Robin.
Yeah, that's great that you mentioned that about that 2-1 game, because it's a reminder that you've now played York seven times this today, and this was the sixth win, and you've had only one draw that time where you were down to 9 men. So do you have a number on them with Jimmy, or is it every game's different, all the teams are different, but or is there something with it, with him?
I'm not sure. It's we definitely have a good number on them. And I was disappointed when we did tie, because we were 1-0 up with 9 men, could have scored. Then they scored like the 95th minute, and it was chaotic. But the game's always close. They're not blowouts. So, you know, and like I said, credit to them, because they have had a shorter preseason and threw on a lot of young players that made some impacts. And we're like, okay, you know what? There's something to be cautious of for the next time we meet, because he's put together a dynamic team there.
Yep. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.
Thanks, Robin. Okay, that's a wrap for today, everybody. Thank you very much, Tommy. Congratulations again on the win. We'll see you back here. You play Atletico Ottawa on Wednesday, June 30th, 7 p.m. Mountain, 10 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, everybody, for joining. Have a great evening.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Mickey. Thanks, Paige.